Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Shalom, and welcome to another episode of The Nerd Off. The Black Guy Autist Premium Nerd Podcast is where we talk about nerd shit, some of our favorite nerd people. Of course, I'm joined by one of the biggest nerds in the planet, Karen. What's up?
I am not.
Mm-hmm. What's going
but
on,
but I am in the house.
We also have the homie, Chris, on the show. What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Everybody,
I'm ready for this show, man.
Everybody should know, who Chris is and how to get in contact with him. We're about to just, try to distract everybody from bullshit for an hour and some change. So let's talk about it right away. First things first, I've been playing some games and I need to know what everybody else has been playing. So Karen, what have you been playing this week?
I actually, Chris, you and Kev had talked about Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I want to try it. And I got mad because I went out there. I was like, damn it, they ain't got no demo on it. But they tricked me because when you go on the thing, they were like, demo, but it ain't no play demo. It's like them talking while it's moving. I was like, fuck you. That. Yeah, I was like, fuck you. This is not a demo. Don't say demo when it's not really actually demo. So I was scared to buy it because I was like, Roger, I don't know. I don't want to spend like $30 on it. But he was like, yeah, it's running for like 60. I was like, oh, well, we can do the 30. I hope I like it. Mm-hmm. And so far I have. The only thing I don't like about it, which is probably something that can change. I'm not used to first person point of view.
Yeah, if you hit the right stick, you can turn to third person.
Yeah, okay.
That means that means you got to push it in like a button.
Oh, push it in. Okay.
Yeah, I did that, because that's what I'm playing now, too. And when I first started playing it, too, I had to do it in third person, too, because it was awkward doing, like, this role-playing game, and it was first person, so I was just completely thrown off. But as I started playing more, you'll start getting more into doing the first person, because it'll just be easier to do some things in first person. Okay. But, yeah, I had to do the third person for a while, too, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was just me. Cause I mean, it was cool. Cause you start off, you're like, okay, cool. The big ass dragon come. But then you run in this shell. Like, wait a minute. I can't see nothing motherfucking around me, but I'm supposed to be running from this big ass dragon.
Yeah.
Anything else you played, Karen?
That and I've played, Kingdoms for Keflin, mm-hmm. which is one of my favorite games of all time. And they got some DLC. So I'm probably going to get the DLC. So, you know what? Y'all keep making me think I probably really am a nerd. Cause I seen that downloadable content. I was like, ooh, downloadable content. How many points I got in here? I want that shit.
Karen, one of them nerds that try to pretend like she's not a nerd. Hey, listen, I'm not even like making fun of you. Cause that was me like a few years ago. I was like, oh, I'm not really. I'm a nerd. No, yeah. You just join the rest of the group. You're just not one of those nerds.
So, I'm not angry all the time. So I was like, right. I'm good. I'm not that.
We got to take the word back, Karen.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Chris? What you been playing?
Well, actually, I'm doing the same. I'm playing Skyrim 2. I'm like level, 31 now. So I just finished one of the DLCs for Dragonborn. And, man, that DLC was fucking hard. So I'm back to trying to play and finish the regular, the main story. What Karen's going to realize with this game is, I don't know how long you've been playing it.
I just recently started a day or two ago.
So what you'll find out is they have this system, this Radiant mission system, where it basically creates new missions for you on the fly.
Oh, snap.
It's you'll have unlimited side missions, and you'll actually get tired of people approaching you and asking you for help. I'm trying that now because I'm trying to clean out some of my side missions, and I keep getting more. And I was like, I'll be in the middle of doing one mission talking to somebody. And then I'll turn around and there'll be somebody else there going, oh, and just talking about something random. And then you get another side mission. It's like, it's almost too many and overwhelming.
Oh, so it's a full, yeah, that's right. Cause y'all said it's like full open world, right?
Oh yeah. It's complete open world. I mean, yeah, it's the character and the enemies level up with you. So they get harder as you go through it. Yeah. Yeah. It's, that's what I'm playing now and it's fun. And so I'm doing that. And then today I was, finishing up, started playing, episode 2 of The Walking Dead. So, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta get on that.
Yeah, this is a fucked up episode. So, this episode starts off fucked up. So I can't wait until we talk about that next week on The Plain Dead. So.
Oh yeah, for sure. I've been playing, a bunch of stuff. because I beat Deadpool, and it was like the happiest, saddest moment, because you're happy you beat the game, it's fun, but then it's like over and you're like, oh, no more fun. So I played a bunch of demos. I played Special Ops The Line. It was pretty fun. Short demo, pretty much hide and shoot, you know, for gameplay mechanics. And it seems like the story is going to be some type of epic betrayal shit. And, you know, I might have to cop this game. I don't know how much it is right now, but I might have to look into that. Try to play some Borderlands 2. I forgot I put my shit on Ultimate Valhalla mode the other time.
What does that mean? You put it on the high level?
Yeah, and I don't have a very offensively powered player. I have a siren. Nigga, I'd be dying.
Like, yo, I was thinking the other day, I gotta get back in. I haven't played the last DLC. I gotta get back. I love the game, but I just got so many things on my other things on my plate. But I love that game. I gotta get back into it.
Yeah, I pretty much just gotta go find some people to play with and level up, cause this ain't cool.
Ultimate,
you ain't dying like crazy, did you?
Yeah, Ultimate Vault Hunter mode is that's the highest level, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's weird because don't the enemies level up with the enemies for that one level up to the highest member in your party.
Right.
So you also, when you do it, you gotta make sure that you're not like in a group. I think we did it one time with Sterling and it was like, he was like level 60 and the rest of it was like level 50. Nigga, we were on like the first mission and kept dying from quote unquote regular enemies, dog.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was the goddamn worst.
Right. I feel like my shit ain't even helping. I'm just.
Yo, yeah, it's up there with 1999 mode in BioShock.
Right.
Like, just, you get mad, just turn the game controller off and turn the system off and just walk away. You
know? I'm unleashing all my powers and the dude's health bar isn't even going down. I'm like, fuck this. And I also played some Walking Dead 400 days. Not all of it, but about 3 or 4 of the stories. Pretty cool so far. It's pretty cool. It's pretty easy. I mean, you just basically run it through some stories. I guess it has to all tie together at the end. So I'll see what happens with that. What I've been playing a lot of though, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the Xbox Live Arcade game.
That's a colorful game. It's pretty.
I didn't know this game was so good. Like,
I know it existed.
Oh yeah. it's real old school beat 'em up, but it's an RPG element to it where you level up and get better. Every time you get a new level, you get a new move that you can use in a fight. So it's kind of like you have to earn your way to like where you can go up to a dude, hit X and slam him. It's kind of cool, man, especially if you're a fan of the movie or the comic book. It really ties well to those. So that, you know, that's a dope game. And, I'm addicted to the leveling up part. And there's so many, and it also has a lot of throwbacks to other games. So you have like Mario Brothers, cause there's like bricks where you can punch them and then like coins come out. And then it looks like Mario World. When you go outside to pick a level, you like walk up and down the map, like Mario World, stuff like that. You know, there's a part, like you can pick stuff up and throw it at people and hit them with it. And there's one level where you pick up an actual turnip. So it looks, and then of course, when you kill dudes, coins pop out,
which I think is really neat.
Yeah. A lot of RPG elements too. Like you can go buy snacks and food to save for later and shit like that. It's just real dope, man. And it's all 8-bit. So, it looks great, and it's nostalgic. So, if you're into those type of games, you know, that nostalgia, the old school, I say go check it out. Movies. So the reason that Chris is here, is mostly because we went to the movies last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is nerd off material. We saw The Wolverine. Now, I'm going to try my best to not spoil too much of the movie for you guys, okay?
It's going to be really hard, though.
But I can't promise it. Like, I can't promise it. So if I was y'all, I'd either stop it right now or just fast forward like 20 minutes, and we'll probably be talking about some other shit, okay?
Of course.
But real talk, I can't think of how we're going to talk about this and not talk about spoilers.
True.
Okay, so... I get it if you gotta, we'll see you next week. I get it.
Because most people are probably not going to run out and see it anyway. So y'all just might as well stay. Here's the thing. Even if we spoil it, I still think if you were going to go see it anyway, you're only going to go see it for the action.
Yeah.
So you can't really spoil that. So yeah. You might as well just stay and listen to what we're going to say, you guys.
Now, personally, I thought the action was pretty well done. You know, I have no problems. I want to talk about what I liked. I had no problem with Hugh Jackman. As always, I thought he did a decent job as Wolverine. I'm not sure how much the script gave him to work with, but he acted well. And I was also really encouraged by the fact that they used a mostly Asian cast for a mostly Asian story. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times Hollywood cops out, throws, you know, a bunch of white people in there or some shit. Now, that being said, this movie just left me empty, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not as bad as Origins, which I think
that shit was terrible.
One of the worst movies of all time as far as comic books. But it shows that Fox is doing the same shit that they always do, man. And it really just makes me feel like First Class was lightning in a bottle and everything else pretty much for like down the line, except for maybe Amazing Spider-Man, is just them fucking up. You know, even Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, it's not them, it's Sony.
It was Sony. Yep. Even that was Sony. So yeah, Fox just continues to fuck up and the thing is going to sound weird because people know I'm not one of those guys who like leave it like the comic book. But the way that they fuck up, it makes you leave the theater and say, why didn't you just do what the comic book did?
Yes. And me and Roger had a long talk on the way back. And he brought up a good point that me and him talked about. Marvel fucked up when they sold all their rights away.
Oh, Marvel hoarded themselves out.
And so what happened is that these Fox and some of the other people have their A-list comic book characters.
Mm-hmm.
And they take their A-book comic list characters and treat them like they B, C, and D comic books. Marvel has the B, C, D comic books and treat them like they're A-stars.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happens, you get people who are talking about the Avengers, and Thor and like this whole group and really and talking about in the comic book world, these aren't their main stories. The X-Men are, you know, and that's part of the Marvel world. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is that it's very, very frustrating to somebody because I haven't read a lot of these comics, but from, the ones that I have read and the ones, you know, just me and Roger talking about, and a lot of times Roger would just tell me the storyline. It's very disappointing when Fox takes Wolverine, who has a interesting background, interesting history. You know, he's a motherfucking killer. He's supposed to be scary. And you create your own world, which you have the right to, but it's lame, it's stupid, and it's boring. You would do better off literally following the script. And also, the people that make the executive decisions on these movies and the approval of them, they don't know shit about comics and they don't ask and they don't go find the best actors, the best directors. They don't go find directors that have written comics before, anything like that. And it's very disrespectful to fans who actually pay money to go see these movies and you give them shit like this.
Like, it's, you know, this is why I love you two. Because my first point today, when Rod came out of the theater and we were talking on Twitter a little bit, and I was like, I can't wait for the Nerd Off yesterday. The first point I wrote down was, because Rod was like, I think it was Twitter. I mean, no, it was Facebook. You said, you don't know. You said what you said. It's like, I'm not one of these guys that say do it like the comics. I don't understand why I feel this way. And the reason why you feel this way is because when you think Marvel, you think mutants. And mm-hmm. Fox has all the mutants. They have all the cool characters right. that you really want. Not saying that the Avengers and all the other characters and Spider-Man aren't cool. No, they are. But when you think Marvel, you really think the X-Men. You think the mutants because it's such a large group. And Fox has all of them. And they do such a shitty job with it. My biggest problem with, and I felt the same way, and I was having such an argument with myself when we did the review.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be, I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that always makes fun of nerds saying, why did you do it like the comics? But in this case, with the Japan story of Wolverine, it is such a easy and easy story to follow. And it's not like when you watch this movie, if you read that miniseries, the original 1982 miniseries for Wolverine, then you know they took a lot of the elements from that miniseries.
Yep.
And so you know they read it. And what it means to you is they read that script, they read that miniseries, looked at it and said, no, our script is better. Right. And there's no way in hell that anybody could read that. Like, it got boring. Like, after that original Yakuza, like, it was good. I was good with the movie, even with some of the changes, up until the funeral scene.
Yeah, what's funny though? I even enjoyed the train scene, and I was sure I would.
Oh, I'm sorry. I include the train scene as part of the.
I like the train scene.
Yeah, I was sure that was the one thing they showed in the trailer where I went, I don't know how you do that and make me like it. And I loved it, you know. Yeah. But let me just say this too, like, here's the thing. I'm very accepting of changes to characters, right?
Me too.
And I understand it because if it makes a movie better, because it's a different media format. So I understand when you make a change that's just like, yo, this makes a movie better. And this makes my world that I'm building around this character make more sense. So, you know, I understand people get pissed about this. And every time I say, you know, somebody doesn't like it, but you know, when you say, I'm not going to make Bruce Wayne a detective, super smart, dude that, you know, learned 27 different disciplines before coming back to Gotham. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say he learned how to fight and he has other people that help him out, you know? And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. As long as you never violate this rule, you know, you don't, you know, as long as you don't like try to turn him into some super genius, without explaining why in the third part, I'm cool. I don't need you to even, thank you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, consistency.
But with Marvel, it feels like they genuinely dislike the things that I think are cool about the characters that they have.
Yes.
Man. So it's like, you know, one of the things that I like about Wolverine's Japanese storyline is that he actually goes over there and he learns honor and he learns how to control the beast within. And there's this like great story of like a guy who has basically been running around ragtag his whole life from place to place fighting and letting the savage like beast take over, and he goes to Japan and they're like, anybody can whoop your ass with a sword, dude,
the thing that killed me about this is there's one scene, Lord Miracle's Shingen? Father should be the main villain in this film.
Yes,
he should be. And I'll tell you, this is how I knew he was supposed to be the main villain in this film. At one point, he looks at Yuriko and says to her, you were just a toy doll who my daughter outgrew. And I was like, holy shit, why is this guy not the main villain?
Yes.
Like, when he drops that ether on her, I was like, this should be your main. But in the comic, he beats Wolverine almost to unconscious in front of his daughter to teach her that he has no honor. And that's an awesome scene. I get, okay, fine, you didn't want to do that scene in there. But like you said, that is the essence of that story. It's teaching him about honor. And this, and the way Fox did it, they did some other thing with it where they're trying to teach him. Well, I don't even know what they were trying to teach him.
Right. And they dumb it down to like two hands on a sword. Like, I'm like, what? Is that really what we're dumbing down the entire purpose of Wolverine going to Japan? You know, we're just going to dumb it down to two hands on a sword. Oh, okay, cool. Well, I guess
I remember that? Yeah, it's like, come on, like, and then they add in things that don't add to the story.
Right.
So they'll make people mutants who don't need to be mutants.
Right.
For no reason. They added in, like, somebody asked me about, is it the real Silver Surfer? I was like, Silver Samurai? And I'm like, no, it's not. First of all, but second of all, he shouldn't have even been in the movie.
Dude, here's the thing. It makes you feel like they don't think the shit was cool. It's like, why did you even fucking use this script if you just went, I know that, you know, one of the major tenets in the whole Mariko and Yoshida clan fight is that it's actually a criminal empire.
Right.
Let's make it a tech firm. It's like, but that does, then all of a sudden it doesn't matter as much.
Right.
It's
just not only that, but then, so I'm like, and I thought maybe with the Yakuza being there at the beginning, I was like, so maybe it is a tech firm, but they're like funding the Yakuza. Then they just replaced the Yakuza with ninjas for some reason, because they're like, oh yeah, Japan and Wolverine, and you guys like ninjas. So, and the ninja scenes were horrible.
Right.
Like, why did you guys, like, do you realize why we wanted Wolverine with ninjas? Because those scenes are supposed to be the badass scenes. Like, when he shows up in the ninja show, I'm like, oh shit, let's go. We have to get some, there'd be some cool shit. I'm like, wait, that's it? That's all you guys, but it's ninjas and Wolverine. It's supposed to be awesome. Why did you, oh god damn it.
And the thing is, like, the battle for succession of the Yoshida clan, it could have been its own story. It could even be the next Wolverine movie, even.
Mm-hmm.
But then Fox does the same thing they did with Deadpool. You just throw away the Silver Samurai. Now you can't tell that story. Cause I don't know how you tell that fucking story about, you know, Wolverine killing Mariko and all this shit unless you have the Silver Samurai involved. It's like shit like that where you just like, so just fuck a future. Like, we're just gonna keep making these movies. Like they're one-offs when you're trying to make a fucking spin. Like, that's the difference between Avengers and how Marvel did their shit and Fox is like, they actually hold back. Like Avengers could easily be like, you know what, man? Let's just have, Ant-Man standing in the background, or let's just have a guy walk in and be like, I'm working on some stuff in the background. My name is Henry Pym, and walk out. Right. And like, that's exactly what Fox does with characters, where they're like, you know what? Let's have, the dude that looks like, let's have Frasier dresses the Beast in this one, but he's only gonna be in the movie for 2 minutes. You're like, but why do we need to, did that even add to the movie? You know, let's put Will.i.am in it. And, you know, cause it's Will.i.am, and people will be like, we saw Will.i.am today, but it doesn't add shit to the movie.
No.
And that's what Fox did with this, man. Like, the Silver Samurai got fucking done wrong. Like, he's a good character, man. And that was probably the moment where my rage, like, really went ballistic in the theater. Cause it was at that point, I was kind of like, oh, I guess, I mean, you're going to make Yukio a 16-year-old or something?
And the thing about it is,
I
thought the same way, and I was like, well, damn, man. You know, they kind of did the same thing with Iron Man 3. And then I thought about it. I was like, well, the difference with Iron Man 3 was they even came out before the movie and said, like, years ago when they did Iron Man 1, they were like, yeah, we don't know if we're going to do the Mandarin because it really is kind of racist. It's a racist character. I don't know if we can do it or not. Yeah. So when they came back and said, well, we found a way to do it, and it's different, but that's, like, I could accept that at least. I might not agree with it, but I'm like, okay, I can accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Fox is like, oh, we got the Silver Samurai.
And you know what the difference is, Chris? It's not like they said we're not doing the Mandarin because we don't think he's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Like, that's how this shit feels. Like,
right.
Well, who gives a fuck about a samurai that can, like, turn his sword into, like, energy and cut through anything? It's like, I do. And they're like, yeah, well, we're going to turn him into a transformer. Man, fuck you.
Wait, right. I thought about this because we did remember when we did the Pacific Rim review?
Yeah.
And you guys were talking about mechs and how when they do mechs, and anime and stuff like that, it's not just levers and pulleys. And I was like, though, not only did they make Silver Samurai a mech, they made him a levers and pulley mech.
Yes, they did.
Just for no reason. And, then the way they did Viper, why is she even in a movie? Why is she even in? It's like,
there's no point.
A lot of Fox movies feel like they go, hey, we got this cool special effect. I don't know if you heard of it. We can make someone look like a lizard and make their tongue shoot out their mouth. Wait, you mean like Toad in the other X-Men movies? Right. But but a woman.
With tits and ass.
Right. But it's a 6 foot tall blonde.
And this is, I'm sorry, this is a spoiler for anybody, but. Yeah. This is the worst part for me. She got shot in the chest with an arrow and then shed her skin and was still alive. Like, nigga, how does that make sense?
Also,
it don't.
This is another thing that pissed me off. Probably doesn't bother a lot of people because they don't care about this comic book that much. Why the fuck was she a white woman? I feel like Fox was scared. Like I said, I think they're cowards and they were like, you know what? We already got two lead Asian actresses in here.
We need a white person.
We can't have a third. Go get a blonde white woman and we'll figure out something in the third act to make it seem like it's okay. And the entire, like, I don't want to turn into a spoiler movie review, but the entire third act having it in an infinite building, bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, terrible. How many times can you fall to the bottom of a building and not be to the bottom?
Right. That's the truth. They never made it.
Jesus no. Christ, man.
No. That third act seemed like they should have ended it after that, the awesome fight.
Yeah.
That was almost straight from the comic book. I mean, that fight, and I think the fight scenes are the only reason why I was like, I can't say fuck this movie.
Right.
Cause I did enjoy them. But it's still it goes back to my complaint with First Class. You know, outside of the continuity issues. My next complaint outside of continuity issues, which are still an issue with Fox, and I'm afraid now for what they're going to do with Days of Future Past. My problem is, it's like, they made First Class just Professor X and Magneto. Like, right. The other X-Men are completely, like, replaceable. Like, you barely remember them in the movie.
They don't have much to do.
So it makes me wonder, it's like, and again, same thing happens in this movie. They added characters in there. They added Viper didn't need to be in the story. The quote unquote Silver Samurai didn't need to be in the story. The grandfather didn't need to be in the story either, technically. Could you could have done it without that? There's so many extra characters they added in this in the Wolverine, and they don't do it well, and it becomes boring after the train scene.
Yeah,
I'm afraid for what they're gonna do with Days of Future Past, because at Comic-Con, they brought it was like the largest panel at Comic-Con, because they brought so many people on stage. There are so many people in that movie. Like, it's gonna be Last Stand. And, like, why?
Oh, and they're gonna start knocking folks off.
And they do that shit now where they do the teaser after the movie. And I think for a lot of people, it's supposed to give you hype for the next movie and make you forget that you didn't like this movie that much. But for me, man, it really just felt like a kick in the balls. Like,
yeah, but it actually made me very angry.
Yeah. Like, I didn't realize how mad I was until that. And then I was just like, yeah, man, fuck you guys. I don't like now you're gonna just ruin that movie too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like you did this movie.
And I think for me, the thing about it that made me mad is that X-Men was terrible. Like, that whole first series they did, I didn't like any of them. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where I got angry because I was thinking, shit, now we gotta watch Terrible Storm and Terrible This and Terrible That. I was like, y'all gonna, instead, what would have been cool is if they would have tied it up to the remake of it and use some of those characters. I might have got excited.
You know, but you know, for the fact
that you're going old, I'm like, we're going backwards.
You know what's funny? It's at this point, I would argue Fox Studios is the most like Marvel comic books than all the other properties. Like, Avengers has actually become, Marvel Studios has become better than their comic books.
Mm-hmm. No, but
Fox is exactly like reading the 17 versions of the fucking X-Men that reboot randomly. You go to a different version and the characters are different ages, and you turn over, you know, you go to another version and you know, the characters are all dark and broody, and Jean's dead but she's not dead in this one, and like, they do a lot of that shit, man, and it feels the most like how convoluted and messed up comic books got, and especially at the end of the 90s, and it's only because nobody ever came in and started over until the Ultimates. Like, everybody would just be like, well, they did kill, you know, they did send Cyclops to the future, so
what I think it is Fox doesn't have the creativity that I would even throw WB and DC in there, because I had this argument before. It's like, technically, WB and DC in recent years has only made one bad film, and that was Green Lantern. They made three badass Batman films, and they just did Man of Steel this year. They're 4-5 right now, you know, in recent times.
Yep.
But what I think people are missing with what fought between Fox, DC, and Marvel is, DC and WB owns DC Comics, so DC can write their own stories.
Yeah.
Marvel Studios can write their own stories. The problem with Fox is they don't have anybody that can write stories for them.
No.
Right now, Josh Whedon is is kind of looking over the Josh Whedon actually had a they actually asked Josh Whedon and this question. They asked Mark Webb, who does the Spider-Man films. They were like, "Do you guys ever see a day where all the studios will come together and you know, put like Spider-Man and Avengers and things like that?" And Josh, I don't know what Mark's conversation said, but I think he said something similar to what Josh said. Josh was like, "Listen, all you gotta do is come up and tell me what the rules are."
Yeah.
Because each of us have our own little rules for our own little world, because we created our own little world. You tell me what the world, what the rules are. And that's what a lot of people didn't get about Nolan's Batman films. It's right. Like, well, Bane didn't have Venom because it wasn't in the rules that they set up for this writing.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem with Fox is Fox doesn't have any rules, and they haven't set up the rules for their universe. Mm-hmm. Everybody else has rules for their universe. Fox doesn't. And so Fox goes around, and they're, like you said, they're looking at the comics that come out. And because the comics are very convoluted and they're all over the place, they're taking from everywhere from here and there and there, instead of just going and doing what Marvel does, which is, well, we're just going to write a new story. Like, yeah. They're not – when Iron Man 3 came out, I was telling people, it's like, it's not going to be the Extremis storyline. They're going to write their own storyline
right.
That involves Extremis. And yeah. It's going to fit in their world that they've created. And I think that's what people aren't understanding with Fox. And so what happens, and I've been loving this, reading some of these reviews, people grade Fox on a curve.
Yeah.
Like when people say that this is the best superhero flick of I saw some actually say, this is the best superhero flick this year because it doesn't feel like a superhero film. Fuck you.
Yeah. Two fuck middle you. Fingers
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, you
one.
Just don't like comic book movies
that's
in general.
Right.
So you like a shitty one because it doesn't do it well. You know, the other thing too, though, going back, the reason I say that it reminds me of like Marvel Comics is also because if you remember back in the day, they never started anything over. It would just be like Uncanny X-Men 317. And it would be like, well, in this one, we decided to split the team in two. Like literally they would start episodes issues of the comic with Cyclops or like Professor X addressing the team like, we're gonna now have the black team and the gold team, and and it was like the writers explaining to you the new rules, like, we're gonna put Storm and Wolverine over in this comic book, but Wolverine will be in this comic book too, but it'll be Cyclops and Jean Grey and blah blah blah. And so it got so convoluted that like there were so many rules that you get like 20 issues into like a new story and they would be like asterisk Wolverine was this is before his trip to
have to explain
to
shit
to Genosha.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And then like two panels later this is before Cyclops found out that Jean was cheating on him. Make sure you go check out this other movie to find out about that. So this feels like that a lot of the times where it's like, where the fuck are we in time, and what, like, none of this seems to relate to your other universes, but then you have these moments where you force shit in, and that's what the ending credits shit meant for me, was like, oh, and now you're gonna try to force this shit into the other timelines, and it makes it, it just degrades the whole movie.
But you know the greatest thing of that, one of the best things that they did, and I wish Fox would do this more, they should have been doing this from the beginning. They actually came out in this movie and said, yeah, Origins didn't happen.
Right. Yeah.
Because at the end of Origins, he's already in Japan. So they basically came out and said, Origins didn't happen. And I'm assuming what they've done now is they've removed Origins completely from their timeline of.
Well, we'll see, right? That's
I'm
the thing.
I'm assuming so because.
Like, that's. Chris, you can assume if you want to.
Right.
But it's
exactly.
Fox. And that's what pisses me off is that. Like when I left First Class, I was like, oh cool, they fixed it, they started over,
and then fresh.
Yeah, I started talking to you and you were like, yeah man, they're not saying it's a reboot. I'm like, but it's obviously a reboot. Yeah, they're not saying it's a reboot, but it was seen to be a reboot. Even the end of this one just seems like you could just do First Class 2 and just start from the second the first one ended. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna do that. What happens? Bryan Singer's like, yeah, I'm gonna try to like make this match up with my shit. Fuck y'all, man, y'all don't care. Y'all don't care, man. Like, I'm tired of caring more than they care, man. Like, this shit was like my last straw, because it's so frustrating to be like, I care about this character and I wanted to see this story portrayed, and I'm not one of those like, let's rewrite the story people, but y'all are. Like, you know what this is? This is like those fucking nerds who are like, yo, everybody would like this story better if I wrote it. And you're like, okay, so what would you change? Well, instead of just having a silver samurai be like a Japanese dude, I make him a mech.
Right.
Motherfucker, I don't want to see that.
Yo, you know what? You're right. This is like when everybody says, "Well, I could have done like Man of Steel better," or "I could have done." Yo, no, you just point to the Wolverine and go, "This is what you would have done."
Right. I would have made Viper. Why isn't Viper a mutant? Well, she's never been a mutant in the comic. Well, let's fucking make her a mutant, man. She could be like a snake and shed her skin. I don't want to fucking see that, man. You know what else? Yukio, instead of being, assassin for hire, older woman that has this quasi love interest Wolverine, let's not make her a badass anymore. Let's go ahead and just turn her into a 16-year-old girl with a mutant power that doesn't work, by the way.
Oh, God, that does not work at all.
Every time it comes up, it doesn't work, but it's somehow her power. Like, it was just very fucking frustrating.
At one point when you're doing this film, why don't you just go, man, we're not really using her mutant powers, so how about we just stop?
Right. Because, like, she's a badass in that sword fighting scene.
Mm-hmm.
Where she has to protect Wolverine. That's all I really needed from her. Like, I don't actually need this power.
Comic. I mean, and that's the thing that gets me about it. That's all she is in the comic. She is, like you said, assassin for hire. She does all the same shit. That in that one scene, it's like,
and she's not a mutant, and in this movie, her power doesn't work anyway. Just let her fuck. It's just a plot device to make it ominous, like Wolverine might be able to die. As if someone is going to this movie going, is Wolverine gonna die? None of us are thinking the most popular dude in the Marvel Universe is going to end his own movie by literally dying. So stop with the, it was just such bullshit and it didn't need to happen. It's, mm-mm. They added changes that nobody cared about and, you know, as opposed to other people.
And I didn't want.
Yeah, nobody wanted, you know, so this is a movie we saw with a nice crowd and nobody was like, you know, like normally for these type of movies, people get really hyped. People, motherfuckers left before the credits, dude. They were just like, I don't even care whatever the fuck happens 2 minutes into this trailer.
Same thing happened to us. Cause like what happens is after the train scene, it really becomes boring. And I was sitting next to Phenom at the screener, right? And so we're sitting next to each other. And, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but after the train scene, everybody started like every 5 minutes, there was somebody saying that there was a parable or a proverb that their father or grandfather would tell them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And everybody had a story. And so literally at one point in the film, I just stopped looking at Phenom and goes, well, my father always used to tell me. it happened like even at one time, somebody goes, well, my grandfather used to say, and they went to the story, and then there's like, but then my father said, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yo, Chris, I remember I watched one of your tweets where you said it got boring. And I remember, this is before I saw the movie, I was like, man, fuck that. I'm going to go in here with an open mind. And I like, this shit, I ain't worried about it being boring at all. I was like, Chris probably was like sleepy or something. He didn't want to admit it. So I go there and there is a period in this movie where Wolverine is just sleeping. Like it's they just keep running back that gag of like, he's sleeping and then he sees Jean Grey. Nigga, it was so much sleeping. I started getting sleepy.
Like no, I was like, Green Gray, and she wasn't on screen, dog.
Right.
She told me, she was like, oh, Chris, wake up, man.
Right. I looked over at Karen.
Come towards the light.
I looked over at Karen and it was an ugly version of Jean Grey and she was like, don't get, cause also the chick that plays Jean Grey is ugly. Who casted that?
Yo, dude, you know, I was talking to Shadow Dexter about this earlier today. She was Xena on a top in, Goldeneye.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Right. It's like, she's so old. I don't understand why they cast her for Jean Grey, and then they keep bringing her. Like, she had, I thought, because you see her in the dream sequence in the trailer.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And that's the dream sequence from the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, bet. Cool. Never going to see her again. All right. Why did she show up 5 more times?
Dude, she's not even hot. What are we doing? Like, maybe she was hot a long time ago.
Not hot anymore, dog.
But if that was, like, Jean Grey, the way she's supposed to be in the comic books, yo, you need a Scarlett Johansson type chick in that role that makes you go, oh my God, it's Jean Grey again. Like, I see why you want to stay with her.
They cast her like Kirsten Dunst as MJ in the original Spider-Man. Just bad. The other thing about it, this wasn't, and this will give you an idea of why it's just like the changes they made. Like, I'm okay when you make change and it makes for a better story, it fits the story you did, right?
Right.
But they would take scenes and just make them from the comic and make them lamer. Perfect example of this. beginning of the movie. Beginning of the movie is fine, but in the beginning of the comics, and I think this, more comic movies need to do this. They need to have more thought bubbles. Like, Sin City did this really well, where they have the character doing something as you hear their thoughts going on.
Yes.
And they really need that in this movie. And instead of him killing the bear that's already basically dying, they should have actually had him fighting the bear. Because in the comic, that's what happens. He goes in there. Yeah, he cuts the bear's hand off. They have a fucking battle, and then he goes and confronts the hunters. It's the same story. They did it the same way, except Fox just got lazy and was like, we're going to have this really bad-looking bear, because it was bad CGI for the bear. It just didn't look very believable.
It was and really like, bad. And also, why was that bear so much bigger the second time he went to the bear?
Right. Like, and so then they go, and they and he just kills it as it's basically almost already dying, and I'm like, dude, that's anticlimactic. That's boring. Why would you guys? I know you guys read the miniseries because you took the scene from the miniseries.
Right.
You clearly took it from there, and you didn't make it all. Like when you see scenes from other movies where they take it, they make them awesome. You didn't make this awesome. You made it lamer. It's like, why would you? Things like that they did. It's almost like, I think you said at one point that Fox is trolling us. And they're like, watch what we can do to make them mad. And I'm like, it was a frustrating film for me to review because I was like, listen, it depends on how much you like the action. Because I really love the action.
And how little you like Wolverine in general.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if you don't have shit, if you don't really like his comic book anyway, and you don't really like, the only thing you know about him is from the other X-Men movies, there's a decent chance that you could like it anyway. You know, to be quite honest. But I do know that shit, and it's just like the first movie where they do Weapon X in 5 minutes, and you just go, that nigga, that's it? And they're like, yeah, that was the Weapon X program.
And that's another one that kills me. It's like when they did Wolverine Origins, it's like, you guys added all these extra characters in there. You added Deadpool, you added Gambit, you added the Blob,
right.
You added, I can't remember what Will I Am's character was. Then you added John Ray. Cyclops, young Cyclops. You added in all these other mutants when you could have really just done the Weapon X program, and that's badass enough.
Right.
Like, yes.
The whole movie could have been the Weapon X program. But this is what I was saying, Chris. They used the Weapon X program in X2. So now they can't use it, and that's the problem with Fox, is they get greedy, man. They stay using shit because they have no fucking forward. They have no forward sight. This is what else can we throw in here? Let's use Silver Samurai. Yeah. What else happened in Japan?
Well, they did this. They fucked this up already because they fucked up Lady Deathstrike.
That's exact stuff like that where you're just like, well, what isn't she one of the great villains in Japan? Yeah, about that. We killed her.
Right, we killed her next year.
So, it wouldn't make sense. And like I said, because they don't have the fucking guts to reboot this shit and just start over, we end up getting, just like old comic books, really convoluted, wedged in bullshit. Where it's like, you know what, let me move on. We have other shit to cover. But the first thing that one of the characters says in the bonus scene after the credits, I wanted to throw something at the screen. He's like, you're not the only one with powers. I was like, dude, the fuck, dude, do you mean?
Son, like, I'm like, no, you gotta explain that shit. I fuck you.
Yeah, like, not good enough. Not a good enough exclamation, dude. You can't do that.
Right. It's like, even in the comics, because at first I was like, well, you know, in the comics, some of these characters you just show up again. But I was like, even then, they'll put a little blurb or they'll explain, like, they better explain that shit later.
Right.
Because, dog.
You cannot just say some shit. It's like, no, we know what Wolverine's powers are, and we know that those aren't yours, so.
Or, you like, for instance, when Josh Whedon did his Astonishing X-Men run, they had Colossus come back. And even then, it's like the other X-Men were kind of suspicious of Colossus because they were like, that nigga was dead.
Right. Exactly.
So it's like, so you gotta, and they were like, well, he fights like Peter, but that nigga was dead.
Right. Exactly. The Fox is just, like I said, they're the closest to the comic books that we have. And I mean that in the bad, bad right. way.
Bad, bad.
I think we talked about this last week. Karen, did we talk about the Batman Superman movie last week or no?
Mm-mm.
I think I wasn't sure if it got announced at the time we did the show or not, but yeah, there's gonna be a Batman Superman movie. Only thing that makes me nervous is for everything that did make the Avengers, the reason the Avengers are great is because, and I was telling this to Karen last night, it's because Marvel fucked up in the beginning and gave away their biggest hitters.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, they treated the movies like comic books and said, how do we build up these characters? How do we tell a compelling story involving Iron Man? How do we cast a good Thor? They just started rolling fucking sevens, like boom, 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 just knocking down all these questions, taking their time so they could set up a billion-dollar movie franchise.
Mm-hmm.
The only concern, and there's no way to tell till the movies come out, only concern I have with Justice League and DC and all this stuff is they do have Superman and Batman. So they really don't have a compelling need to have a Green Lantern flick work. They don't have a need to even make a Wonder Woman flick work. They don't have it, a financial need, I mean.
Right.
While us as fans, I think we all are like, nah, y'all need to make that shit work too, because if Marvel's able to do it, I don't see why you can't possibly do it.
That's right.
And you need to start finding the answers, because I'm not paid to find the answers. Right. I'm just a fan. So, right. And I wouldn't have told you that fucking Hugh Jackman, I mean, that, the dude that played the Joker, the dad.
Heath Ledger. Yeah.
I would not have told you Heath Ledger was going to be a good Joker when I first heard that. I wasn't one of those people that said he couldn't do it, but when they told me that, I said, I guess we'll see when he's on screen.
So, mm-hmm. when they said Tom Hardy was going to be Bane, I was like, small ass Tom Hardy?
Exactly.
With no Venom?
So I just want people to take it. I'm not saying that it won't work or anything like that. I'm excited. I think Superman Batman is going to be great because it's going to be involved with Nolan and Snyder again. And people can keep shitting on those movies if they want to. But there's about $1 billion that says y'all don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, here's the thing that I said this morning. I think you guys might have been doing your show that I think everybody you might have missed. But mm-hmm. I said it this morning. I was like, and I can back this up with facts. Nolan's Batman film, and I think this is what they need to focus on less, even more so than casting who they cast as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
It should be who they cast as Lex. I'm pretty sure Lex is going to be the main villain in that next movie.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. Because Nolan created the three best villains that we have ever seen in comic book movie history.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ra's al Ghul, Joker, and Bane. There's not really a villain. And that's what made those movies so good, mm-hmm. is that those villains... We didn't have villain origin stories for them either. They just appeared.
Right.
You know, Ra's was already a bad dude. Joker was already a bad dude, and so was Bane. And they just appeared, and they were bad, and they challenged the character and presented real challenges for the heroes that made them rise to be heroes.
Right.
Like, that is what you need in that Batman Superman film. Even if you don't go with Lex. Let's say you go with somebody else. You need and it can't be each other.
Right.
I hope they don't name the film Batman versus Superman. I hope they name it Batman and Man of Steel 2, World's Finest, or whatever. But I hope they don't call it Batman versus Superman, because it needs to be. Of course, there's going to be conflict, but they need a villain that matches them,
right?
Or villains that match them and brings the best out of them, because that's what when people tell me, well, Nolan, you know, doesn't do comic. No, dude, those are the three best comic. The only one that comes close to them is Loki, and that's when Whedon wrote him.
Right. Yep. So I'm excited about it just like everybody else. But like I said, I hope this doesn't mean that they're just like, here's our cash cows. Let's just keep doing one of these every 2 years. And, you know, if Wonder Woman doesn't get made, we don't care. Or if these other characters are kind of corny and suck and nobody cares, that's not, you know. All
right.
Woo. Something got stuck in my throat. But, I hope they're just not like, well, we can get $1 million the other way, so fuck it.
Right, right. So far, like I said, I like what they did, the seriousness they took with Man of Steel.
Mm.
You know, I need them to keep going with that. You know, and with Nolan and Goyer and Snyder working together, I like the direction they're going with it. You know, a lot of people keep complaining about them Nolanizing films. I'm going to write an article about this. You can only Nolanize certain characters, and you can't Nolanize... And they haven't Nolanized characters that aren't just regular human beings. Like, you can Nolanize Batman. And I haven't watched Arrow, but do they Like, have they nullified Green Arrow? Where do any of those villains have superpowers or anything like that, or are they just regular?
So far, they're just regular people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know, you can nullify Green Arrow again because Green Arrow is just a regular human being. Mm-hmm. No one recognized that when he made Batman. He was like, "Listen, we're gonna take all that other stuff out of here and just make a regular film about a regular man that becomes not regular, a rich man that becomes Batman, and his villains are just gonna be, you know, villains, not super villains." When they made Superman, they were like, "Listen, this is different because now we have Superman and we have super villains." Like, that's what people need to understand is different from, because people were like, "Well, I don't see why they don't just bring in Christian Bale or tie it to the original Nolan films." Is it, this is again why nerds or people who just make regular, who just watch films shouldn't make films.
You know what else though? I don't like the term Nolanize. Like,
right.
I think people they throw it around as a negative.
Oh yeah, I mean it as a positive.
Oh, I know you do. I'm with you, but people throw it around as a negative, and then they also throw it around on stuff that hasn't been quote unquote Nolanized.
Right.
Like the last Superman is not Nolanized.
No, it's they took a series.
Yeah,
like, that's not Nolan. You can't that's why I'm gonna write down the rules for what Nolanizes. You cannot Nolanize a superhero film because Nolan said right away when he made his Nolan Batman films that superheroes don't exist in his world.
Right.
So you can't Nolanize, like, you can't say he Nolanized it just because he took it seriously. No, that's what you want. You want a character that's taken seriously. Like, people really kind of complaint with Man of Steel was that it wasn't lame anymore. And I'm sorry, but I don't want that. It's like when people complain, no, I'm kind of hijacking this real quick, but when people talk about, I had this big argument about why it's stupid to sit there and ask if Gina Carano could be Wonder Woman. And I'm just like, well, why would you want to do that? Well, because she can fight and blah, blah, blah. I was like, dude, we can do real actors these days.
Mm-hmm.
We can make them look pretty decent on film. It's like, why would you want to take two steps back to get somebody who struggles to act to play a huge role like that?
Right.
Well, because she can fight. It's like, who gives a shit about that? You want a, do you want, like you said when we were talking about this on Facebook, what kind of film do you want? Do you want just a film that has a Wonder Woman character in there, i.e. Fox?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want an actual Wonder Woman film that is good, i.e. what WB and DC have been trying to do and what Marvel Studios has been doing? Mm-hmm. What do you want? What kind of film do you want? If you want Fox, then by all means, get Gina Carano and, I don't know, get Usain Bolt for The Flash, because he can run really fast.
It's going to be terrible.
Well, you know what's funny, though, is like, to me, it depends on how you write the character more than how you, like, who plays the character.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can explain a lot through writing.
Mm-hmm.
And there can be a world where, Gina Carano is Wonder Woman, but it's a world where Wonder Woman don't get her own movie. It's a world where it's Wonder Woman is the Hulk in the Avengers and shows up, doesn't say a lot, and then leaves because she can't do stuff on the screen,
right,
other than fight. So, you know, if they go that direction, it's gonna limit how much money they can make,
right.
But if you look at Nolan, that was one of the things I did like about the way he cast his movies. He cast actors and he's like, "You're an actor, fill this part." Now you can debate how well they were able to fill the parts, but like, if he's like, "Look, we need someone to play Catwoman, let's go get someone that can act for the parts where Catwoman's not just kicking ass."
True.
And it works.
Right.
Worked for me. Yeah. Apple refunds the dad $6,000 because his iPad bill got racked up by his 8-year-old.
How does this happen?
Happens a lot, actually. I've heard about this happening on Xbox Live.
I'm just motherfucking old. Why is your 8-year-old got something in their hand that they have access to that is over hundreds and hundreds of dollars that they're playing with?
He let him play with his iPad. You know how he found out about the money, Karen?
How?
His bank account was frozen.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Lily's dad, Lee, gave his iPad to Lily to play with. Lily played with it, but Lily's 8, so when she played with it, she started buying all the in-game goodies.
And you know what? And some apps, and I had to get rid of some apps actually a push promote. Like, you go into something and you click on it, be like, well, pay for this and pay for this and pay for this. It's like fucking pop-ups. I had to get rid of them. I was like, I don't want a motherfucking pop-up. And so it's something where if you have something in a child's hand, they don't have a good, 8-year-old does not have a good concept of bills and motherfucking money and you need to work. So when that shit pop up, she's like, $2.99? Yes. $3.99? Yes. $5.99? Yes. Cause she ain't got to pay for it.
The name of the game was My Horse.
My horse. What was my motherfucker? What was my horse doing?
She spent all the money taking the horse and putting different trinkets on it from the game.
That's one blinged out horse, yo.
Wow.
I want to see that fucking horse.
I do too. I bet you that horse has some good weave on it. I bet you his hooves was bedazzled.
Dog, was it the pony from Borderlands 2 that Handsome Jack bought, yo?
Yeah, she played Cap is Life, My Horse, and Injustice. So shout out to Injustice, though. She had to go buy all those characters, I guess.
This reminds me of the story where the 3-year-old gave the man the phone for $1 or something like that, and people were like, "Well, I'm like, why would you give your kid? This is what happens when you give your kid an iPhone." People are just like tired of offended. Well, it's got a lot of apps on it, and I want my kid. Like, listen. I understand that you can use these things as learning tools,
right?
But I also understand that they're $400, and they're not made for kids. And unless you want to lock down your phone and your tablet or whatever, so that your kid can't buy things. So like for me, when I go to buy something, I got to put a password in. Even if it saves my credit card information, I still got to put my password in. If you don't want to do any of that shit, then I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh at you when your kid does some kid shit with your adult.
You know, what's funny too, he also says that, and I'm like, this ain't Apple's fault. His daughter saw him put in his PIN code. And so she memorized the code and put that in when she was buying shit.
That's his fault.
Now, how's that on Apple? No way they can know that.
Yeah, Apple's good for this because I wouldn't have done that shit.
That's his fault. And you know what? If that's the case, I'm telling you right now, you'd have paid for every dime of that. I don't mean no harm. Like that is 100% your fault. If you are an adult and you got stuff password protected and code protected, you never let your child, because children are smart, see you put that shit in. Yep. So that's his fault. And like I said, I am really, really old school because I'm like this. This shit costs money. You don't have a job. You can't fix it. You can't replace it. Guess what? You don't get to play with this. You know what you need to play with? The Uno cards. That's what the fuck you need to play with.
People are like, well, you know, my three-year-old does this. I'm like, listen, you know what? Your 3-year-old will be enthralled with a shoebox and some string. And that teaches imagination. So get the fuck out of here with that shit. What I think happened was Apple was like, all right, this dude's an idiot. But if we tell him go fuck himself, he's gonna try to sue us. It's gonna be litigation. It's just easier to pay back give him the $6,000 back and say fuck it. Guarantee you that's what happened.
Now that there's news articles and shit, they're like, all right, man, whatever.
Right. Yeah. Just take your $6,000 back. Keep your kid off your phone. If it happens again, we're not doing this shit.
And that's the case. Now, to an extent, that makes sense. But it's also a warning that if it happens to somebody else, they're like, we're not going to pay you. We paid this dude because he's an idiot, but we can't pay every idiot out there in the world.
The world. Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. No, I'm going to say, like, this happened to some, British mom or something like that. It spent, like, her son spent, like, 11,000 pounds or some shit like that on Xbox Live, because they were just buying stuff because she put in, she had the, it's even worse on Xbox, because on Xbox, that means you have the credit card information already in there.
Yep.
And she didn't turn it off, password protected. And right. So he was just buying stuff online all the time, using her credit card information. Which means also, just like this dude, you didn't check your statements. Because I guarantee you, she didn't buy $6,000 worth of stuff in one sitting. I refuse to believe that it was one day.
It will, yeah, I have no idea how long it took, but.
It means you never checked your statement.
Yeah, either way, still ridiculous.
And stupid.
You know, so another, well, it says Lily is neither the first. Well, it could have been one day. Apparently somebody racked up $2,500 in 10 minutes on their dad's iPad.
God,
so
damn, man,
I guess these some expensive ass games, I guess. I don't know. The world's first Google Glass porn movie has already been filmed.
Oh, they weren't playing. They was on it, wouldn't they?
You knew that was coming. They have a trailer for it on YouTube. I put it in the chat for people that actually, you know, in case they wanted to click on it. It's not pornographic. It's the YouTube trailer. So it's all edited and, you know, shaded and all this stuff. It's, James Dean and what's her name? Andy Sandemus. Both are wearing Google glasses and then they're having like performing sex acts with each other. But between it's like, porn people are so funny. There's these fake ass graphics that are like, James Dean, porn star. Cause they'll say like, you know, recognizing his face or whatever, right? It's like James Dean, porn star, 98% orgasm rate. And shit like
Chris Stats in the corner.
Yeah, shit like that.
It's a UFC fight or something like that. You know, tail of the tape between these two porn stars here.
Yeah, like there's a scene
her nipple's 45% erect.
There's a scene where she's about to unbuckle his pants through her Google Glass, and it says rated 5 stars out of 1,040 women.
Yeah,
and it says just now. So, you know what's funny though is like. I don't think I would even be interested in watching this kind of porn because it's going to switch back and forth from man point of view to woman point of view.
Mm-mm.
And I'm not interested in the woman point of view at all.
No.
You'll see some cock in my face. Good.
What they should do though is sell it in two different versions. So you sell it from some for the entire scene from the man's point of view and then sell the entire scene from the woman's point of view. Yo, you'd make so much fucking money.
Yeah.
What viewpoint do you want to see?
I would also like to see a third person just watching them, because that's my point of view that I would like to see.
Right,
just a dude with a, just a pervert dude walking around looking at
him.
With
his Google
cameraman is always the most perverted dude out of that group of porn on the porn set. I feel like the cameraman got the worst job, and he's the most perverted.
Right. He's like, look at them titties.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known that till they started talking.
Yeah.
A man has forced his lover to beat a video game before getting a proposal.
What?
As if to show that romance has all sorts of aspects, a gamer hacks a Contra cartridge to create a game in which the ultimate prize is his heart. The subject of the love bedevils us all. Yet once you've found it, how do you propose to a woman with whom you want to spend your, the rest of your life? What he did was he created a game that she would have to play to the end to win his heart.
I think he's gonna be single for life.
Yes.
He's gonna be single for life.
He
dude.
Don't like pussy at all.
Or the women that do actually beat that game, you're not gonna wanna be with, dude.
The game was Contra too.
That's a hard fucking game.
Yeah, the woman that beats that, dog, you're not gonna want to fuck with her, yo. It's like, I don't know if I'm gonna. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
This dude lame.
So Equinox is the name, the guy's name. He decided to meddle with the Contra cartridge in order to create a perfect proposal for his one true love. He documented the whole process in words and pictures, accompanied by the quite beautiful tagline, "I hacked Contra because she was worth it."
Oh, so just buying a ring and asking her to marry you
was too hard enough.
Yeah. That was too complex. It, you know, you couldn't do 8-bit with that.
So he said, I bought Contra, dumped the ROM, hex edited the file, flashed it to a new ROM chip, and soldered it all back together.
You could have fucking bought a hooker for all that shit, yeah.
Wow.
I had very little knowledge of how the innards of the Nintendo worked before this. I had done basic electronic fixing, modifying, hacking before, but that's about it. It was a trial and error all the way, and I learned a lot. Of course, the reference library, that is the internet, helped too. By the way, when you go to play as Contra, instead of player one, player two, it says player one, Quinn, player two, Amy. You know, so, and then at the end, when you beat it, it says, congrats, Amy. You've beaten the game, saved the universe, and won my heart. Will you marry me? ...
No. I would say no for the fact that you made me play a fucking video game. No.
What if she couldn't beat the game?
That's my point.
Because you know, what if she beat the game and then said no?
That's what I would do.
I would like to see if she got stuck on a level, how hard he would be trying to help. He's like, oh, actually, let me do this part, Amy. No, I can do it myself. No, but it's really important. I mean, you only got a couple minutes left and it's almost the end and, you know, you can't die here. Well, you know, I'll just start over. I'll play it tomorrow or something.
Yeah, like, yo, he calls her and be like, yo, so you finished the game yet? Nah, I'm watching Scandal right now.
Yeah.
Well, no, you should play the game. Nah, Scandal's on right now. I'm gonna watch some Scandal.
Right. And why are you wearing a tuxedo, Justin?
Right.
Well, I guess, just let me know. I thought this was big time news. I hope it happens in the United States at some point. Mm-hmm. Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. the TV show,
yes.
is gonna start airing on Netflix the Monday after the episodes air on in the UK anyway, after they air on A&E, I think it's a channel. So this could be big.
And they should do that.
Or AMC, not AMC.
And they should do that, because for a lot of times, especially if you like me, you'll catch a series like old, and then like they'll just, if it's 8 seasons, they'll stop at season 4, stop at season 5, and you're like, well, I kind of want to see the rest of it.
Right. And this could be huge also because, one, a lot of these channels don't have that shit on demand anyway.
Ain't that the truth?
So there's no way to get it other than buying a DVD of the season. Mm-hmm. And if you could just say, hey, I can go put it on Netflix and watch that. Cause what Netflix found out this week also, I didn't put out the article, but, they found out that they don't actually need to have all the good movies. They realized that is actually working backwards. Most people either already own those movies mm-hmm. or they already have access to those movies readily available at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, we need to start getting the shit that people want but can't find all the time. So they want TV series, things that make people like become fans of this thing, and the only place they get it is here. So it's like, I want to watch all the Mad Men, it's on Netflix. But if I want to watch, I don't know, Scott Pilgrim, I probably own Scott Pilgrim.
That's true. And I think when they did the House of Cards, I want to say,
yeah,
and they got the new series Orange is the New Black,
mm-hmm.
I think Netflix is finally getting the understanding that companies are scared of us. At first, they thought we weren't going to be shit, so they gave us shit, assuming that we were just something that they could dump their shit on. They seen we made money, got scared, wanted to cut into our profits, so everybody started their own spinoff shit, because they figure out people got unlimited amount of money. I don't know why they think people got unlimited amount of money. And then they got to the point where they said, you know what? We're tired of people taking shit, renegotiating contracts, having to pay more. We got money. Let's do our own shit. So they started doing their own shit, and they figured out we could do our own shit. Shows that, and this is actually really, really smart, and I do hope it comes to the United States. Shows that come on here that are series and ongoing, they should do this, because, like you said, you want people to come and watch your shit, and it would cost more people to get Netflix, too.
You know, I'm telling you right now, I'd actually pay $2 more for my Netflix account if that was what it took to bring this to the United States.
Right.
Because right now I'm behind. I haven't watched the last Being Human series because I couldn't, the time it came on, it just didn't fit my schedule. And so I got to wait until they do another marathon on Sci-Fi and blah, blah, blah. You know, it'd be so much easier if I can just be like, oh, so it's on Netflix already. All right, cool. Right. Great. Awesome. I'd pay $2 more for that. Like earlier this week, somebody said something about how Redbox is going to be getting into the streaming game, and Netflix is fucked now. And I was like, no, they're not. Because even though Verizon's backing that, Verizon's still going to do the same thing. It's going to do the same thing with Redbox that Netflix did. You have to, it's not Netflix's issue with getting the content. It's the content providers.
Right.
And so Redbox is going to have the same issue that Netflix is having with people not wanting to stream all the shit on Redbox, because they're going to want a piece of that action.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Redbox can be $6.99 right now, but that means their library is not going to be as big as Netflix.
Nope.
I think people think Redbox, they think, oh, so everything that's on Redbox, I'll be able to stream? Awesome. Nope, wrong.
And they're still using the old paradigm of Yeah. We need to get as big a content library as possible when mm-hmm. original programming and selective programming that is niche and serves a certain market is really where you want to go. Like, and Netflix figured that shit out this year, because I remember watching like some of the titles kind of fall off of Netflix. I'm like, whoa, I want to watch Kick-Ass. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I guess, you know, well, wait a minute. They got Freaks and Geeks on here, the whole series. Oh, Community's on here now.
I need to go. I'll watch that.
Because you know what? You'll sit down and watch 4 episodes of Community in a row. Mm-hmm. But if you do watch like Kick-Ass, you're going to watch it one time, if that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you probably have seen it before.
Yep.
Like, you're not, it's not like I'll walk in, I watch Kick-Ass 7 times this week. You know, I might watch a little bit of it, go, oh yeah, I remember this, and turn it off.
Yeah, and also they've done studies, like I said, with the card series, where they were saying like most people sit down and they'll watch it in a row. That's why they release stuff all in one chunk, yeah. Because they say we monitor what you watch, how often you watch it, how many times you watch it, where you stop, where you pause. Like they've done their math and they said, okay, we know that we can get people constantly in this by this way, and they're on your app, they're on your pads, they're right. You know,
they're everywhere.
Yeah, so it's like, since we're everywhere, let's just make it where you'll take us on the go.
Yeah, that's another.
Go ahead.
That's another thing these companies that want to compete against them are sleeping on, is how you got an app done already.
Oh yeah, I mean, I like Amazon Prime and having all that stuff, but there's no app for my Android tablet. So guess what? Netflix.
Yep. So app for the Amazon Prime on the Xbox isn't as good as Netflix.
Right.
And the one for and when you go to their website, it's also not as good to find new content as Netflix. So
right. It's like the other thing too is, like you guys are saying about, like, say Kick-Ass. I've done it before. It's like, oh, when Kick-Ass was, like, oh, watch Kick-Ass. Somebody was over here and wanted to watch Kick-Ass. So I started to watch it on Netflix, and I was like, wait a minute. I got the Blu-ray. That looks better. So I turned Netflix off, and I went and got the Blu-ray. Because like you said, most times, if it's a good movie, I got the Blu-ray, dog.
Right.
The Blu-ray. I got the extra content. I got that three. You know, I got way more options with that. And I'll use Netflix to watch it if for some reason I want to watch the movie and I don't. But even then, when you have the Blu-ray, you get the digital copy that you can watch anywhere you want to go, and you don't have to be online.
And what will save you more money? One copy of Kick-Ass or 7 seasons of 24?
Right.
It makes so much sense that they're getting off of that shit. World of Warcraft lost 600,000 subscribers in the second quarter of 2013.
Makes sense.
Nobody really knows why, other than people might just be
having lives,
tired of playing it at some point. But yeah, 14% of their players sit between January and March.
Woo.
That's a lot.
I tried playing a, you know, MMO once. It was Old Republic. It was the Star Wars game. And the issue with that is, it's not that it's a bad game or you don't enjoy playing it. It's just like I'm playing Skyrim right now, and I got to pay per month. You're right. I'm not playing with everybody else, but then I can play Borderlands, and I'm not paying, you know, a whole lot of money. I'm paying for Xbox Live, but I get so much more with that other than just the ability to play with other players. It's just like, yeah. Well, it's just, I don't know how much longer that price model is going to work. I mean, I guess there will always be people that do that, but I just got to the point where it's like, I can play these kind of games for free with my friends and be okay. You know, it's like, yeah.
World of Warcraft has been around for a very long time, if I'm not mistaken. And I think that World of Warcraft created communities and people interacting and people willing to pay for it. I think now with your telephones and your pads and people gaming systems and things like that, and everybody creating their own community, people saying, why am I paying a separate fee for this when, like Chris said, I can do it other ways for free? I'm already paying for Xbox Live. I'm already paying for PSN. I'm already paying for these things. Well, I'm going to pay this and in addition to that. And like I say, people just got lives now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, Chris said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Chris said that. People got lives.
Microsoft will let developers self-publish on the Xbox One. So this is something that a lot of people had issues with. And I'm going to be 100% upfront and honest with y'all. I didn't know and don't understand the impact of this and didn't really care.
Yeah, what does
unless,
it mean?
And it could have been super important. I do not understand the whole thing. I know people didn't like it. Developers didn't like it. So now they said, y'all can do it. So, good, I guess. Well, I don't know.
I don't understand. Does that mean now you could make something and put it up for people to purchase?
Yeah. You, instead of having to go to like, cause what they were going to have before is you sign with a partner. Like, well, EA is going to help us distribute this game. I guess now you can take your Xbox, let it be like a development kit, create your own video game and sell it yourself without going to another place.
And my response to that is this: one, I guess that's good. Two, most people ain't buying your fucking video games anyway. So. Yeah.
I've tried. I don't know if anybody's been to that indie tab on the arcade.
Not me.
Yeah, I have. I'll stick to the professionals. Thanks, guys.
Right.
How about that? Unless you're good, and if you're good, you probably are hired by a big time studio. All jokes aside, so it's one of those things where it's like odds are it's not gonna be that good and enjoyable. And if you are good, somebody's gonna buy you.
Yeah, I like, I know a dude that develops independent games and cool dude and all that, man, but I don't play them or buy them. So it's a very niche market, you know?
True.
Not for me. Speaking of something else that's not for me, nigga, they trying to make a Gran Turismo movie.
Oh, God.
Why?
That shit gonna be terrible.
This is the ultimate example of why. Like, I guarantee you they just looked at Fast and Furious and said, why don't we do that? Gran Turismo is supposed to be this elegant, like, non-hip-hop style, just racing game. There's no actual humans in it. There's no storyline.
Mm-hmm. You see silhouettes of people.
Yeah, it's just beautiful cars driving down on tracks and the road and all this shit. It looks ultra-realistic. Why does there need to be a movie? I don't understand who thinks this is a good idea. Apparently, DreamWorks is working on it. So I don't know if they're going to try to make it look ultra real for the first time. Like instead of a cartoony DreamWorks, they're going to do a realistic DreamWorks. Either way, I'm out. No thanks.
Me too.
This is an example of what we were talking about earlier with Fox, people just doing shit to do it.
Right. We got this license. What are we going to do with it? Make a movie?
Right. Like, I really want to be in the studio when they come up with this idea. It's like, okay, how much money are you thinking about putting towards this? About $100 million. Okay, listen, why don't you just go outside in the back, take that $100 million and burn it in the back? Because you do realize you're not gonna make that money back, right?
I hope this shit stars Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
Taylor Kitsch and Ryan Reynolds are race car rivals.
And Channing Tatum is like, you know, the guy who dies early. Like, yeah, I want him to be Ryan Reynolds' best friend.
Yeah. Then I might watch it because I laugh at how terrible it is. Did you guys know the Navy is using the Kinect now?
Oh, I saw this article.
This is awesome. A new Kinect-based video game that aims to address sexual assault within the military is in production for the United States Navy, according to CNS News. The Naval Supply Systems Command is giving $83,000 to develop Organic Motion Inc. to developer Organic Motion Inc. to produce software which will allow sailors to act out scripted scenarios. The program is called Avatar-Based Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Training. Sexual assault in military has become a hot-button issue of late, with victims reporting difficulty pursuing justice in the military chain of command. The system shall allow a subject matter expert to determine the appropriateness response to both verbal and nonverbal cues so that the student receives improved feedback regarding their actions. It shall also provide the ability to change characters, gender, and race, environments, and facilitating greater student engagement. The pilot program is intended to show that avatar technology can help leaders recognize emotional distress and build mentorship and counseling skills when dealing with sensitive topics like sexual assault, because our people are the foundation of our success in the Navy. Strong interpersonal skills are fundamental to our profession. So here you go, guys.
Instead of allowing your superior to be the judge on whether or not rape is charged on somebody.
Well, that won't change. It still is your superior is the judge.
That's what I'm saying. This right here don't make no sense. The problem is that you need to change your policies and procedures, not spend $83,000 on a video game and tell people not to rape people.
Yeah. I really just heard when you went through all that shit, all I could really hear was, the Army responds to lack of dealing with rape allegations with video games.
Right.
Like, dog, this is like the, like, who's doing your PR? Like, this is like got to be the dumbest. I see what it, because it's no different than when you go to any job and they have like the sexual harassment videos and training and blah, 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 blah. But here's the thing that everybody knows about that kind of stuff. It's bullshit.
Yes, it is. Like,
nobody ever sitting in that sexual harassment training ever goes, huh, I never thought of it that way. Nobody ever does that. So yeah. You're wasting not only time but money, and now you've kind of made a mockery out of it.
Yes,
by
you
saying
have.
You're addressing it by video games.
This is insulting to victims. You know who that PR people is? Microsoft. That's just terrible. You're like, hey. This is what we're really doing, but wait a minute. Let's back up. Let's think about it. But you're like, dog, this is insulting.
Well, there's a lot of. I think it has a lot of potential, and I want to see people play this game. Like,
how you gonna play it?
Because I feel like it's gonna be like, do you walk up to this Navy person and grab her titties? No, you do not grab her titties.
Or do you give an option? And you know we better give an option, A or B. And if you press A,
no A or B. This is Kinect, Karen.
Oh,
it's motion based. So it's gonna be like, what do you do?
What do you? She just wants to start rubbing the titties.
A new cadet comes in and drops her tools on the ground. She bends over to pick them up. What do you do? And the dude just starts humping the air. Like, no, you do not hump the air.
That dude, what makes it even better, because it's a Kinect, is they don't even ask you what you do. They just chastise you and mark you down when your eyes go down and look at her ass when she bends over in front of you. Because the Kinect knows all.
Right. It's like, no, that's not what you... Like, can you give an appropriate emotional response to, I just broke up with my boyfriend and I need someone to hold me? You can hold this dick. Mm-mm, that is not right.
Minus 20 points for you, sir.
Yeah, also the thing I want to see is how far do they take it? Like, can I walk my avatar into the military office and be like, I was accused of raping somebody, and then the dude gets up and gives me a bro pound and is like, don't worry about it.
Or smacks me on the ass and say it'd be okay.
Yeah, you know, walk it off.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I think this for hilarity purposes. Oh yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah. Oh no, it's terrible. Oh, but it's awesome because it's terrible.
Yeah.
This is like watching a bad fucking movie that you know the end to already.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine the developers that got? Guess what? We got $83,000 to make a rape video game. Yes.
Yeah. You know the awesome thing about this is I guarantee you because of the way the video game environment is, no women are going to be involved in the creation of this video game
at all.
My favorite part is that when somebody's really good at it, they're going to turn to another gamer and be like, yo, I'm totally raping you in this game.
Ain't that how you win it?
It's gonna be like, dude,
no dog,
the iron. No, that's a common phrase that people say when they're winning.
Oh,
in a game, like, oh yeah, I'm totally raping you. I'm raping your team. It's like, dude, that's not cool. That's what we're here to not learn.
What not to do that.
Yeah. This could be the biggest box office summer for flops ever. Did you guys know that?
I believe that.
It could also be, this is where it gets interesting. It could also be the biggest box office ever, even with the flops.
I believe that too, because the cost of tickets have went up. Everything has went up. And
but the tickets are always going up.
That's true.
And like, so when it seems like inflated. Every other weekend we're talking about a movie that just bombed or whatever, but maybe just budgets are going up or something. Because
yeah,
right now it's saying that the total domestic gross is $3.42 billion, mm-hmm. which is already better than last summer's $3.09 billion to this point.
Yeah, I mean, remember Iron Man 3 made $1 billion.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and I think you're right. What it is budgets are going up, but yeah, a lot of these movies are, yeah, there were a lot of flops here. Like, and it depends if we're talking about domestic or we're talking about the total box.
They're office. Talking domestic, and, okay. And even with like, these numbers, like, it's crazy.
It got in less, but I don't even know. Do they consider Pacific Rim a flop?
They did not say the Pacific Rim was a flop. They
okay.
The only ones, I mean, because, you know, there's some obvious ones this year.
Yeah.
You know, RIPD started off as one. Mm-hmm. What was that other one? The Lone Ranger is definitely one. And there's a few more, but here's one of the things about it that is crazy that, and people are forgetting, everyone keeps going about these first week box office numbers. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing they talk about. Did you know World War Z is about to make $200 million?
Mm-hmm. That terrible ass movie.
I haven't heard anybody talk about it. Now you see me, $115 million.
Mm-hmm.
But people just go, oh, it bombed first week, and then that's the end of it.
What's what happened with Superman? They were like, oh, man, it only made like $75 million or less than that this first weekend of box office. Oh, it's going to be horrible. I'm like, yeah, but one, that was just the first week U.S. numbers,
mm-hmm.
It did even better. That's why I asked about Pacific Rim. Same thing with Pacific Rim. I always knew that movie was going to do better overseas. I was like, wait until the Japanese get a hold of this fucking movie, yo.
Yes. Yes. They were my hope, dude. Someone actually hit me up and said we're going to get a sequel.
Yeah, I don't know if they've announced it yet, but yeah, I'm hoping so.
I'm like, hey, if they've already made enough money to start thinking about a sequel, then good for them, man, because I do like that movie, and I would love a sequel. But I was hoping that I was working on The World Returns, man. I was like, hopefully the rest of the globe isn't as stuck up as us.
Yeah, what happens is people look at that. Not only they look at that first week box office numbers, but they also, we've moved the goalposts on what's a good movie. Like, I think at one point, I can't remember what the gross is now, but at one point, I think Man of Steel was like $600 million. And people were like, man, it didn't do that well. I'm like, $600 million?
Right. How's that not well? Well, show me the world where you give that money back.
Hey, that's
like,
the truth.
Because Avengers made $1 billion, it's like, those are outliers, dog. Yeah. It's like, like, it didn't make as much money as Avengers. Well, Avengers is also an ensemble flick.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it got a combination in
there. It also cost more money, and it took more longer to build up over the course of like six films.
Yeah, let's talk 2015 when Justice League that second Man of Steel film comes out with Batman in it, mm-hmm. and when Avengers 2 comes out, and then there are also Star Wars.
Yeah.
Let's see what the numbers are talking about then, yo.
Microsoft representatives said that Xbox One is going to be able to play video games as they're being installed on your console.
Yep, I'm in.
That's dope. Like that.
Also, you don't have to sit and wait.
Yeah, which is funny because this is another way that they fucked up. Because when they first announced this and they said all games need to be installed to your hard drive, everybody said, the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be like my PlayStation. I get home, I gotta wait fucking 45 minutes to play my games. It can play games as you install them.
Which is some shit they should announce at E3.
Yeah, lead with your good shit, dude. Chris, you heard about this Google Chromecast thing?
No, what is it?
It's a USB looking device that you can basically play anything from your laptop, cell phone, whatever, and onto your TV. It's by Google. It only costs $35. At least I think that's what it, or $30 at the time it was for sale on Amazon.com.
They said it sold out.
I know a few people that ordered them already. I refuse to order one until everybody does it first.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no telling what it'll do.
I was like, this seems too good to be true. You'd be like,
yeah, my TV is attacking me.
Yeah, how's the hookup to the TV?
Through your USB port in the back of your TV. A lot of the new TVs have that now.
Okay, yeah.
Here's the problem I have with this. And this might fuck your people up. I don't know if they agree or not. I have an Xbox, and it does all this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already hooked up to my TV. So, because they were like, you can watch Netflix on the TV. I was like, who doesn't watch Netflix on the TV?
That's true.
Unless I don't want to specifically, I can always watch Netflix on my TV. It's not like, oh shit, word nigga. If I want to watch it on my iPad, on my If I want to watch it on my tablet or my phone, I can do that too. But there's nothing stopping me from watching Netflix on my TV at this moment. You know,
well, not only is it just your Xbox, but if your TV has a USB jack in the back of it, it's probably a newer TV, which means it probably has internet anyway.
Right.
Which means I don't even need my Xbox to stream videos to my TV now because my TV connects to the network. My TV basically goes, oh, yeah, your laptop, I can see that. You want the videos? You're sharing your videos with the rest of your network? Okay, cool. I can pull the videos off of there.
My Blu-ray player does it, too.
Yep.
My Blu-ray player does it, too.
So, I know it's cheap, but for me, I was like, that's the reason it's cheap.
Yeah, I got that shit already. I can do that.
Yeah, so, you know, but hey, cool. You know, hopefully people enjoy it. Madden NFL has been ordered to pay $11 million to the dude who actually created Madden NFL.
Oh, shit. It wasn't Madden?
Mm-hmm. In March of 2011, this dude named was Robin Antonick. He created the first version of the mega successful Madden NFL football game. He sued the publisher Electronic Arts for allegedly breaching a development contract he signed in 1986 that entitled him to royalties on derivative versions of the Madden game in the years since the title, featuring legendary NFL head coach and broadcaster John Madden first premiered. The game has sold more than $100 million copies and earned more than $4 billion in revenue. But Antonick believed the new iterations of the game were still basically the same as his original, because I guess at some point EA was like, it ain't the same.
Nah, nigga, fuck you. Mm-mm.
It's like, it's football and it's a game, right?
Ain't that the truth? And you still using Madden's voice.
Right. So yeah, he got $11 million. I thought that was cool.
Of course. Pay that man.
And here's my favorite story of the week, and I saved it for last. Nerds got so mad at Call of Duty Black Ops designer, David Vonderhaar, and you know the company that makes Call of Duty, that they actually decided to make some threats because they changed three weapons in the game slightly, and by slightly I mean like instead of 0.02 per seconds between each bullet, it's 0.04. And motherfuckers lost their shit.
Off of that?
Three games. They reduced the damage on two of the snipers.
I haven't played Black Ops in a while, but that's good.
Yeah. They reduced the rate of fire on the snipers. Good. And then they reduced the damage for the assault rifle. One assault rifle.
Because people were going through with the sniper rifles and just not even using the scopes and firing them like assault rifles. So, that's good.
Yeah, so everybody said, I'm going to kill you. We're going to come to your studio, burn it down. And they threatened to kill this man.
Mm-hmm. What is wrong with people?
Yeah. That's why I don't play Call of Duty no more, y'all.
Yeah, I haven't played this shit in so long. I sold my Call of Duty Black Ops
2. Oh, yeah, I did too.
I was like, I'm good.
They don't make it fun anymore, y'all. Other people suck all the fun out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not like that. That's the problem I'm having with some of these gamers, which is why I'm glad none of you guys are that kind of these kind of gamers. And this is why I play with you guys, and why when I'm on my Xbox, if I'm going to play with somebody, I don't play with random people. I play with you all.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play games to have fun.
Yes.
A lot of these people are playing like Call of Duty and these other games, and they get so mad and so frustrated and so take it so seriously. It's not fun anymore. And I mean, I want to win too, but at the same time, dog, it's not that serious.
Yeah, if I was playing a game with you and you start threatening people, I'd be like, Chris, come on, man.
Right.
Like, it seems like a simple thing that everyone should do, but it'd really be like, we can't be threatening people online, dude. That's crazy. And we can't hang out if you're gonna do that. But apparently, motherfuckers need to be told, bro. You change them nerds shit by 0.01 seconds and motherfuckers want to kill somebody, dude.
See, that's why I wish dude would just show up to one of the nerds' houses and be like, so I'm here. What's up?
Yep. Basically. Well, this has been another Nerd Off. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Chris, man, so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you guys very much for having me on, man.
Really needed to discuss that Wolverine with you, man. So
yes, thank you. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, if you guys, you got the Wolverine review we did is our one of our funniest ones because Phenom and I argued over it. But it's like I was telling people, it's like we're arguing over this review, but I agree with most of what he's saying. The only thing me and Phenom really disagreed on was the action. He hated the fucking action, so he hated the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, I enjoyed the action enough that I didn't. But it's like everything he's saying right now outside of the action, I agree with. It's just, it was the most frustrating movie for me to review because it's like it's everything that nerds have complained about other movies for, like in Iron Man 3 and Man of Steel and the Nolan trilogy and Avengers and all the stuff the nerds complain about. Is actually what you should complain about in Wolverine.
This is actually what it looks like when it's real.
Right. When all of those complaints you had that you nitpick about, when you don't even, this is what you get. You get Fox's bullshit.
Yep. All right, man. Well, thank you so much. We'll be back, next week, y'all. Peace.